You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, November 22nd, 2016, week 180 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Max Tesco.
Am I Dhruv Patel, though?
I think so.
What is in a name? Who am I really? Let's break it down right
now. Deep question right there.
let's get into the leftovers. Yeah. Let's avoid this existential crisis I'm in and talk about movies and entertainment news. The only thing that keeps me happy.
Oh, something we didn't do yesterday, but we can do today. Quest New Pizzas.
Next week.
Yeah. Right?
Quest New Pizza.
Quest New Pizza, sorry.
It's been on the singular train.
The whole time?
The whole time.
Okay. Sorry.
Because no one wanted that domain.
They didn't pick that one. Destiny Pizza, they're like, that's a thing, but Questiny.
Questiny. Like,
it only rhymes with it. Jeez.
It'll be a thing eventually.
Yeah, so I want to tell people that it's coming.
Yeah.
Just have them mentally prepare for it.
Yeah. It's tight. It's like tighter than the other ones.
Yes. More organized, I think.
Yeah. We're like 30-minute episodes, except for the last one.
Yeah.
And it's just tighter all around.
But
funnier.
Would you say
it's funnier this week?
I think so. We were more on track what we were doing.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it a lot.
We had some good jokes. I didn't metagame too much.
No. Only a little bit.
Yeah.
I think we're getting more into our characters, I think.
Yeah.
It's getting really...
My guy's kind of like Star-Lord.
Really fun. Yeah, I guess so.
A Star-Lord type, demonic Star-Lord. Let's get into the leftovers, though. Movie news. Here's some Disney news. Lin-Manuel Miranda is working on a secret Disney movie, apparently.
He's a guy they seem to have snagged up.
Yeah.
He's like the new Lupita Nyong'o.
Did you see...
Except he's like a collaborator instead of just an
Yeah, did you? I don't know if it was a part of the first look or if it was a part of the Moana trailer where they talked about him.
Yeah, Moana trailer.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
I saw it twice.
Yeah. I saw it once.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was part of me. He's like, the Little Mermaid really struck my fancy.
That's pretty good Lin-Manuel. That's what I'm impressed.
Yeah, so you were saying that. Well, I heard it twice. And I was so, like,
the imprint is just, the impression like, is just imprinted on you.
I saw two movies in the theaters this weekend, and it was like, they showed a lot of the same trailer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa. You would think there are a couple different trailers, but mostly.
We got Lin right after Hamilton, and we just... loved his energy, and we just got him as a third collaborator on this project. And I was like, these are two guys who like made Aladdin and The Little Mermaid and like all these movies.
Yeah.
And they're like, we snatched this guy. Like,
well, they really did.
Yeah.
And then Disney, like, they got him for Mary Poppins.
They got him for Star Wars.
Yeah. They got him for, he's doing something else, another live action. He's doing this. Moana.
He did Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. They got him like,
and then he's doing like a secret lockdown movie.
It's just funny, even about the movie Moana, they got like Dwayne Johnson talking about it's like he's like a Warner Brothers guy.
Yeah.
It's just funny to see him talk about Disney. He's like, these guys are the best storytellers or whatever.
Yeah, it's weird when he's like, I forgot what he said. He said something along the lines of like, you know, it's all about paying respect to the culture, our culture. Like, because like, it seems like for a second there, he forgets he's Hawaiian. And then he's just like, oh, wait, no, I'm Hawaiian, like, or I have to lead people to believe that I'm Hawaiian. Like, we all know he's Hawaiian, but in this universe where, like, birthers can become presidents.
Wait, like, is he Hawaiian?
Dwayne Johnson?
I think he's, like, Samoan.
Yeah, Samoan, that's, like, the same thing.
That's in Hawaii?
Like
American
Samoan
Samoa.
People. Yeah.
Isn't that, like, a different place?
No, like, American Samoans are
from Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's, like, are Samoans sure and this? Polynesians.
Huh. I could have sworn there was like a different.
There's
place.
A place called like Samoa, like American Samoa.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. But they're not. There's, but Samoans are also from there, right?
So like Samoan
American
people,
Samoa.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what. I'm...
So it's like a group of people that are from America, and those are Hawaiian people.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess America Samoa is a part of the United States, unincorporated part of territory.
Yeah, territory.
Never count that. They never count that.
Exactly.
Puerto Rico and Guam.
But I mean, I'm sure, well, like Dwayne Johnson's like the most like American dude. Like he's very American. That's probably why what he was thinking in that moment.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm super American though.
Yeah. That's all I have to say about that trailer.
Yes.
It's, that one so, line is really strange to me.
Yeah. It's just the fact that that trailer has that little setup for the trailer. Because I don't think...
Yeah.
They don't really want to show you any of the movie in the trailer.
No.
Because they're like, nope, we're Disney. You know we're Disney. You'll have more fun if you don't know what's going on. Yeah. That seems to be their
Did you hear about motto for everything. Moana, though? They had to change the name of the movie in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like a really famous porn star. Like okay. In the 70s, it's like a really famous porn star named Moana.
Oh, okay.
So in Italy, the movie is called Oceana.
Interesting.
I wonder if they changed the character's name.
I would think so. Why would you change the title?
I've been saying that a lot, too. That's the rub.
Yeah, I'm sure they did change the name. Because yeah. Why would you do one and not the other?
Yeah.
Seems kind of weird.
Also, this is the craziest news.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've ever reported. No. Disney is rumored to be looking... Disney is rumored to be looking at buying Netflix. So apparently this rumor is that Disney wants to buy Netflix and then appoint Reed Hastings, the founder and CEO of Netflix, as the next CEO of Disney to replace Bob Iger.
That's insane. That's pretty crazy.
Look at what this guy did in the movie industry, though. Flipped it on his head.
Yeah. Changed everything.
The original disruptor.
Yeah.
No one even thinks about it, though. No one's like, I want to be the Netflix of this.
No.
They're like, I want to be the Uber. They should show respect.
Well, Netflix has been there longer, I think.
Yeah, Netflix is an establishment now.
And like, it's just
like... if anything, you're like, I want to be the Uber of Netflix. And you're like, what does that mean? You're like, I don't know yet. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think Netflix is too... It's because it's been around for a while. Like, it just became like a giant... Like, changed everything because more people are...
Because like it was like Netflix and then Hulu.
Because it was Netflix and it was just like, oh, it's like a Blockbuster online type thing.
Yeah.
And that was like their main point, it seemed, for a long
time. It's crazy to me that Redbox can still exist.
Yeah. Well, it's still like newer. It makes sense. I mean.
It's convenient.
It's convenient. It's cheaper but than like DirecTV, like on demand, whatever.
Yeah.
And you get newer stuff. Like you get.
But that requires you to go to a grocery store 2 days in a row.
Oh, you gotta go back.
You have to return.
I was like, you just go once and get your food, and then
you have to return it.
You gotta go back. Yeah,
for like it's a dollar though, but still,
it's only a dollar. Yeah,
but we live in a world where $10 buys you.
Yeah,
granted, a very shitty
collection.
I think
people are more like, if they want to see certain new movies. Like it's always if you're patient enough, you can watch any movie. Like you can find it, like even on TV and stuff. But like most people want to, that's why they go in theaters to see it. By a certain time, that's why they get DVDs because of like a certain time. That's why they advertise
DVDs.
Yeah,
DVDs.
Yeah,
not Blu-ray.
Whatever. Either way,
I'm saying like people still watch DVDs though.
Yeah, people watch DVDs.
That sucks. Have you tried to watch a DVD on a new
TV?
No, it's
been a really long time.
It sucks.
Does it?
I don't do it. I don't like it.
It's been a really long time.
Might as well watch a cam. Like. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Where, like, I don't even like physical media, honestly.
I don't either, but I'm just saying.
I backed this thing. I was thinking about pre-ordering it.
We're still the younger generation.
Yeah.
And it's still, that's why those things exist.
Hear me out. I backed this thing that I was.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking about it. I didn't back it yet, but I'm really considering it. It's like $400.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds kind of pricey.
I don't know what it is yet.
Yeah,
so.
It's.
I'll tell you whether or not. Probably.
It's like a giant iPad kind of,
mm-hmm.
Just for board games.
You and play.
It's
loaded onto there.
You just load your board games on there, and it interacts with
how
the pieces.
How?
Like it just has the digital file to make it look like a board game.
Like it already has preloaded stuff, or you got to load. How do you load stuff in?
See, that's what they say. I'm not sure if you have to buy it or if you just like insert PDFs.
But it's not like all games have like.
So in theory, you're buying like in the future. Let's say this thing is successful and everyone has them, mm-hmm. right? Then we live in a world where you just buy the pieces.
Yeah, but
and
I
then
feel
everything
like you
else
have
is on
to
the
be
screen.
In that world already. You're going to be waiting a long time.
Well, like it can interact with like Amiibos and the. What's it called? Spyro characters. And,
yeah, it can already do that?
Yeah.
Huh.
It has like NFC built in.
Weird.
Huh. But it's like, I have a lot of board games now.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to keep all these board games in one place.
Yeah.
I want them all. I mean, I want them all in one place. I don't want to, like, if I go to someone's house, that's the question I hate now. Hey, Drew.
What do you want?
Can you bring some board games over?
Which one?
And I'm like, yo, like, I got to know how many people are going to be there. Like, do people want to play, like, a scary game? Do people want to play, like, a card game? Because you've been to parties where, like, where I bring games and mm-hmm. I totally misjudge the situation and we're like, yeah, this game sucks
today. You don't know, yeah, what we want to play.
Like, because people are like, well, I just came here to drink.
You don't know the mood people
yeah.
are in, yeah.
Because all my events where we play board games, that's the priority.
Yeah.
That's, is the game.
Yes.
And I don't give a shit what anyone's eating or drinking. They can starve to death for all I care. I just want the game is what is the focus.
Yeah. But then there's been some times where they're like, oh, you didn't bring any games?
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't think these people realize the amount of stress I'm under.
You never know what one to get either, because sometimes you want to play a new game and you don't know if it'll be good
yeah,
or
they're
not.
Yeah, like, oh, you didn't bring, like, exploding kittens? And I'm like, well, like, the last three parties I've been to, I keep bringing exploding kittens, and people get tired of it, it seems like. And then, like, one person comes, they're like, oh, you didn't bring Werewolf? And I was like, well, last time we played Werewolf, it seems like everyone was bitching the whole time, so I didn't really want to play Werewolf.
You never know. I don't know. There still is something about the tactile certain games.
Well, it is tactile. It's somewhat, it's like you have the physical pieces.
Oh, okay. You still get pieces and stuff.
Yeah.
If it's just like a lot of boards.
Yeah. Like, could you imagine on Pandemic, you just have, it's just a screen instead of like the board that you unfold.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Happening. Oh, we could play Pandemic.
I know. I was trying to do that the other night.
We were almost
fucking
so,
extra.
We were so close to it. And it wasn't even, he didn't, I don't know if he said he'd actually did anything, but I assume he was free that night because he said
he was waking up early that next morning.
Oh, that's what it was. He might have came, though. Awesome. Oh, well. Oh, well.
I ended up going out anyway.
Yeah.
It literally took me... I think I waited for Uxra's text for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Before I started making plans with someone, like with another person. Because I was like,
I'm surprised you waited that long.
Yeah. Like, I was like, this
is... like, if I'm not getting an instant response,
I knew because pandemic. I was like... Because I was like,
yeah.
If not Uxra, we can find a fourth. And I was like, well, we can't find a fourth.
Yeah. Like, if we, yeah. If it was, like, pre-planned like that,
yeah.
Then we'd be able to do it, but wasn't expecting it.
Ocean's 8 news, Matt Damon to cameo.
I think he's going to be his character, too, from Ocean's 11. I don't know. Like, I don't know how I feel about cameos that aren't their character. Like, that was kind of weird in Ghostbusters to me, as the more I think about it.
What?
Like the Bill cameo, Murray? The cameos, but they're not their characters.
Yeah, because they were implying that it's in a different universe.
Yeah, which is weird to me.
You want to think that this is in the same universe?
Yeah. That's what I always want to think.
So are we assuming that... We have to assume that George Clooney...
Yeah, they must all exist then.
Because he's Ocean. It's Ocean's 8. It's in the title.
That's why I'm curious. Is there a character named Ocean? Is it...
It has to be Danny Ocean. Or his child or something. Like, there's no reason to call it Ocean's...
Yeah, it would just be heist movie... Unrelated.
A female heist movie.
Yeah. But they're like, no, that name is valuable somehow, which I still don't, doesn't quite make sense.
Because you're a long time ago, Frank Sinatra made this movie called Ocean's 11,
mm-hmm.
where he was Danny Ocean.
Yeah.
And then George Clooney came along. He's like, do you think that fat Italian was cool? I'll show you a cool
person.
George
Clooney, and I'm going to be with Brad Pitt and Bernie Mac, and we're going to have a good old time. And Carl
Matt
Reiner?
Damon. Yeah, Carl Reiner and Scott Kahn and the little Chinese guy. It's going to be a great
Don
movie.
Cheadle?
Don
Some
Cheadle.
Some weird British accent?
And he's not even going to get credits.
He's not. He's not going to be listed as an actor in that film, even though I think his role was pretty big.
He was a pinch.
Yeah. He shut down Vegas. He turned off all the lights.
So, yeah. That was that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Sesame Street movie is in the works at Warner Brothers. I don't know what it means.
Yeah, what does that mean?
This is only the third time Sesame Street has made a movie for the big screen.
Really? When's the last movie? What year's the last movie?
Must like 98 or something.
Huh.
Like Elmo's Adventure in Chinatown. It's weird.
It's just bizarre because Sesame Street, didn't it just go to HBO or something?
Yeah, but you can watch it on PBS still 9 months after.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like,
This isn't new.
Yeah, I was like, those episodes clearly are timeless.
Yeah. I think you can watch an episode from 10 years ago.
You can watch an episode from like the 60s and it's still the same. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's actually a lot of fun to do. I did that with my niece when she was like a baby. I'd watch Sesame Street episodes from like a long time ago.
Yeah.
I was like, this is weird. Because it's in like its 80th season now.
Yeah, I know.
So you go back to like season one or two and you're like, whoa, like this show. You go back to when Snuffleupagus was still invisible, like an invisible
imaginary friend.
And you're like, wow, kids were molested. And then they turn them real and you're like, okay, kids stop being secretly molested.
It's like, whoa, retconning Sesame Street right here.
Yeah, it's like weird.
Wedding Crashers 2, yes, 2, they are making it.
Ma! Meatloaf!
Meatloaf! I don't know what the storyline would be, but I like me some Vince Vaughn, and I like the team up of Vince Vaughn and
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
I'm for Will Ferrell. Do you think he makes an appearance?
Yeah, he's got to. He was awesome in that movie.
You almost forget when you think back on Wedding Crashers. You almost forget. There's like two, like there's a big like plot A and plot B.
Where, like, what's the plot A and plot B?
Like I always remember, like to me, maybe it says something about my personal.
Well, there's two sections of the movie. It's them wedding crashing and then them going in with the family.
Yeah. Like, I always think first, when I think of Wedding Crashers, I always think of them going in with the family first.
Yeah.
And then I remember that they're, like, it's a story about two friends.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it plays mostly like a rom-com, and then, like, a buddy flick.
Yeah.
Is secondary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're not real, they're together in the beginning, they work together, but the most of the plot is Owen Wilson talking to Rachel McAdams and Vince Vaughn talking to, like, Isla Fisher. That's most of the movie. But then there's like, but then it comes back around circle where it's like, because he's with the sister, but then they're also not friends, but then she's not talking to him. So it's like, it simultaneously cuts them both off. So they're still not talking together. And then he goes see Will Ferrell.
Yeah. Who's like just sad and pathetic.
Yeah. So it's like, they're really not together a lot of them. Like they are, but they, at the same time, they're not.
Yeah. It's weird.
And also, what's his name's in it? Bradley Cooper's in that
movie. Yeah.
Which is pretty weird. And
Christopher Walken.
There's a lot of people in that movie.
Yeah.
Rachel McAdams, Isla Fisher, Will Ferrell.
Who's that Navy SEAL guy? Rob Riggle?
Yeah, Rob Riggle. You got quite a bit of people shown in, surprisingly.
Yeah. I think that was when they peaked, though. Like the frat pack.
Yeah, that was really the height.
Yeah.
HBO has renewed a couple shows. Westworld got a season 2, but they don't. I think it might like come out in a couple years or something.
Oh, weird.
Like I think it might.
Because like Anthony Hopkins is like, no, I'm a real star.
Yeah, he's like, they got like two big of people. They're like, wait, we're in movies.
Well, it's because like the gap between like the big stars and like everyone else is huge because they have like Anthony Hopkins, and then they have, like, the guy from It's Always Sunny. Like, the McDoyle.
Ed Harris.
Okay.
He's big.
Yeah.
Well, not as big as Anthony Hopkins, of course.
No, because Anthony Hopkins is a knight. He's Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Dude from, like, The Hunger Games.
Respect.
Is in there.
Who?
Stanley
Tucci?
No, like, from, like, the second one, like, the...
Oh, one of the
black dude. One of the guys in The Hunger Games, but he's, like, he's a previous winner. He's, like, the scientist.
Yeah.
He's in other stuff, too, but that's...
He's like, he reminds me of one of the Key and Peele guys.
He kind of like not. Jordan Peele. Yeah, he's kind of like Jordan Peele if he was like just monotone all the time.
Yeah, just not funny.
Yeah, and not telling jokes and stuff. But yeah, so like, but I mean, HBO's like, after Game of Thrones, they're kind of like grasping onto shows. Like once they see a hit, they're like, we have to keep this going because... What does HBO have? They have Game of Thrones. Like, what else do they have?
Final Insecure. Failed.
Insecure. Yes.
Great show. That's also gotten renewed.
Yes.
I love that show.
So they're grasping onto their shows that are doing well.
Yeah.
So.
It's a good show. I'm not going to defend it too much because then it seems like I'm defending it too much.
You seem kind of insecure about defending Insecure.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
I haven't seen it yet.
You should watch a few episodes.
Haven't got around to it.
Did you finish Atlanta?
Yeah.
Did you finish? Oh, you don't watch You're the Worst?
No.
I watched that. It was fucked me up, man.
I gotta watch that show, too. It's on FX, I know.
Yeah.
You're saying it's good, so I know it's good.
And it, like, just finished its third season, so.
Plenty of time. Can't be bad. I feel like it's easy to catch up on those FX shows, too, because I feel like they premiere at random times, and they don't have many episodes ever. So it's always like, oh, it's not that hard to, like.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what.
That's why I was disappointed. Atlanta only had 10 episodes.
I know.
Like, what?
And that might take a while to get a new season, too, because, yeah, like, Donald Glover, he's so, like, darn busy.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? I'm going to release another album. You know what? I'm Lando Calrissian. You know what? What is Atlanta?
Exactly.
He just doesn't even remember.
He's like, oh, yeah, I did make a show. They tried to give me a lot of money to do another season, and just got to fit into my schedule.
I feel like if any, in a post Dave Chappelle world, he's the most likely to be to Dave Chappelle to just, like, run off and be like, you know what? I'm done. Just disappear for a little bit.
Could see that.
But he just had a kid, so.
Yeah, he's got to go get some more money.
He's got to catch some money.
But he's really, like, still on the upswing. Like,
yeah, it's, like, crazy.
Yeah.
You're, like, you're he's a, like, successful rapper.
He's coming back.
I was there when he wasn't a successful rapper. I was there.
He's still on Community, though.
Yeah. That's how I sold that stupid party. I couldn't believe it. I sold it to my friend. I was like, oh, not like, do you want to go to a Childish Gambino's apartment? Oh, do you want to go to Donald Glover? Who's that? That guy from Community. Yeah, let's do it. I was like, God,
yeah, I still hadn't seen Community at that point.
And then I remember the day after, that week after New Year's, I saw my friend and she was like, it's so weird watching Community now. And I'm like, is it? It's so weird that I had to, like, call so many people to go to a famous person's penthouse for a New Year's Eve party.
It sounds sketchy and weird.
Yeah.
And I still don't completely understand because people are just, like,
he doesn't,
destroying, like, that house and stuff.
Yeah, like, I just wrote all over everything.
Don't get it. Never heard of something like that, let alone, like, a famous person doing it.
That's back when Twitter wasn't that big, though.
That's true. You're more apt to do stuff. Like, Shaq used to do, like, Shaq was there pretty early on Twitter. Uh-huh. He was just, like, telling people to meet up with him, and they did.
That's crazy.
It's like, even so, I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah. I always thought about that, like, if I had a big, like, a sizable, like, crazy Twitter following, where mm-hmm. people would, like, pretty much, like, stalk me and want to take pictures with me and stuff. I would do that at, like, 2 a.m, be like, meet me at this Denny's.
Yeah, it's just so
weird.
Just
have, like, a party.
Yeah, it's so weird that you
could
do that.
And then, like, pay for everything.
You could just, like, does any celebrities do that and they, like, and then they don't show up? They're just, like, messing with people?
Oh, I think that's a quick way to
I guess you do it. You do it once and people.
Oh, like, I actually have a story like that about my weekend.
Oh, really?
So we'll talk about it on
Ooh,
Friday.
Interesting.
It doesn't put me in a good light, but whatever. Why the Last Man? Speaking of FX, were you trying to do that?
No.
That's crazy.
Not at all. I'm just really digging with the FX vibe right now. Yeah. Like, I like everything they're doing.
I mean, like, we also could use some money, so, like, FX, if you wanted to give us a TV show or something.
It's weird because I'm like, Fox, I'm like, what are you doing? But, like, FX, I'm like, good job, guys.
Yeah, they're like the cool kid in the family. Like, it's a family of
Do they still have, like, FXX?
Yeah, so You're the Worst is on FXX.
So there's still two different things, okay. I still don't understand.
And
that.
I think It's Always Sunny. Oh, I saw a trailer for It's Always Sunny.
Oh, really? It's coming back?
Yeah, January 8th, I believe.
Oh, thank you. This seems so quick, even though I know it's been, like, almost a year.
Yeah, but, like, let's not talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been too long.
They usually take, like, 2 years off. That's probably why.
But I saw, like, scenes for, like, the new episodes. And I was
you
like,
haven't
oh my
still
God.
Haven't seen the last two, right?
No.
Or the last one? Or the last two?
The
whole
boat
goes
to hell.
Or just half the boat?
I saw half the boat.
Okay.
So, I saw half the boat.
You
I saw the first half of the boat.
Before
episode,
the
like,
next
five
season
times.
Comes
yeah,
back?
Yeah, of course.
You just want to make sure it doesn't end.
Yeah, I just don't want it to end. I need proof that it's not going to end. The gang goes to hell. It sounds like a great way to end the series.
It really does.
Series.
Yeah. But it seems like they're not doing the thing where it, like, oh, we could end here. I don't think they'll have an ending either, right?
No, ideally, I think they all die.
Probably, yeah. Don't do the Seinfeld thing where they go to jail.
For witnessing a crime and not reporting it?
Yeah.
That was so dumb.
What a dumb idea. Like, I like the idea of it to get all the characters back that you want to see, but the idea of it, just for the idea of it, is stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, so Why the Last Man, the TV show, or it's like a comic book movie that has been in development hell for like a
forever,
billion years, is becoming a TV show on FX. Actually, the guy who directed 10 Cloverfield Lane was originally attached to direct this movie. A long time ago.
Oh, really?
Dan Trachtenberg.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I hope they finally make it. I'm excited. I saw, like, a short video.
I like the first... I read the first, like, trade paperback.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much about a guy who... Him and his monkey are the last survivors. Like, the last male survivors. Yeah. And he, like, made a promise with his girlfriend that they'll stay faithful to each other. And she went, like, to Africa or something to help.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're very Christian.
He's trying to find her or something.
Very, what's the word called? Abstinent.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. I remember one time when, I think I was in, I don't remember how old I was. I was talking to my cousin, and I was like, yeah, something celibate. And my cousin's like, what's that? And he's older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was joking.
Oh, really?
Like, it sounds like a really bad joke. Yeah, he just didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought about it. Well, I thought about it because...
Wait, how old was he at the time?
He's 5 years older than me.
Oh, okay.
So he was like 20 or something. So I thought it was a joke. Like, he's like, oh, I'm having so much sex. I don't even know what's like. It's not even in my vocabulary.
Yeah.
But he literally wasn't in his vocabulary.
Yeah.
Like, he just didn't know that word. I guess in Maryland, they don't teach that word.
Yeah. Why teach that word?
Yeah, why teach that word? Just have kids. Game of Thrones prequel. HBO's in talks, apparently, with George R. R. Martin about, like, a prequel series. They need to... They're trying.
I'm hearing it may be a movie now or something? Prequel movie?
Who knows?
I don't know.
I was looking... Because I'm a nerd.
Of course.
I had bought the books for the Song of Fire and Ice. Song of Ice and Fire.
Is it Ice? It's Ice and Fire.
Ice and Fire role-playing tabletop game, like the Dungeons & Dragons, pretty much, of Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a campaign that, like, is pre-written, and it's pretty much the Targaryens hit a dragon during Robert's Rebellion, and mm-hmm. you and an army find this dragon.
Mm-hmm. And you try to kill it? Or?
Like, I don't know what happens. Okay. But I was like, holy shit. I was like, that sounds so cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And then I was, like, trying to, like, convince my cool... I was just, like, trying to bait the water. I was asking my cool coworker. I was like, so, like, I know you're not really into, like, Dungeons & Dragons or anything. Because he's like, I just don't get it. And I was like, and I just don't have time. Like, he's like, I think I'll get bored of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, if there was, like, a Game of Thrones... Because I know he's really into Game of Thrones. I was like, if there's, like, a Game of Thrones one, would you be into it? And he's like, are you trying to, like, get a group together or something? And I'm like, no, I'm just curious. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to say, like, yeah, let's do it as coworkers.
Yeah.
Because I think there's enough of us that play, like, that watch the show. It's mm-hmm. like, it seems like a natural next level thing. We have an awesome conference room that we never
use. Exactly. And you know, like, the world, like, it almost be easier to make a character in, like, that world.
Yeah, because you know the world.
Yeah.
Like, it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you can create your own house. I was trying to sell him on that. I was like, you can make your own house.
That's pretty cool.
He's like, no. I was like, okay.
didn't work.
Okay, I guess I'll just try hanging out with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
No new friends. Not for a lack of trying.
We play this game with me, please. Maybe if it was on a big giant iPad.
Yeah.
Play.
Giant screen. So it was in talks with that. And then Stranger Things, Brett Gelman has been added, which is strange because he recently quit his show on Adult Swim. Because he said Adult Swim is sexist, and then like a few days later he got the show. So
curious.
People are like, yeah.
This cast seems a lot bigger than because I assume like everyone's
he's like
back.
A journalist conspiracy theorist.
Everyone's coming back, and then it seems like they almost either doubled the cast or a lot of people being added to the show.
I saw a picture of like people coming to set, like the cast.
Yeah.
And one of them was who's that douchebag in that show?
Like the boyfriend? The boyfriend.
His friend and his friend's girlfriend.
They're still in the show? I hate this character.
Yeah.
They're the worst. Maybe they'll get killed.
They're like literally the most repulsive.
They're like the worst human beings. Like.
Yeah.
Like, they're terrible.
Yeah.
They're really like the worst people in that show.
Which is saying a lot.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot
like
of,
the
like,
Demogorgon is better than them. He is. He's just doing like he's got to eat.
Yeah.
Even though scientists are better than those two people because they're
trying to do something.
Yeah.
They're just not being shitty for no reason.
Yeah. They have reason. These people are just being shitty and they're not like good at anything, and they're even like dicks to their own friend and stuff.
Yeah. So. Now some more video game news. You're like, what? Video game news 2 days in a row?
Whoa, yeah. First time in a while.
Super Mario Run has a December 15th release date. This is the Mario game for iOS. It's free, or you can pay $10 for a full unlock.
What's the difference?
I think, I don't know.
You get more levels and stuff.
Yeah, more levels and stupid stuff. Okay. Or you can like...
$10 seems like an awful lot of money.
$10 doesn't seem like an awful lot of money. You gotta check it out.
For an iOS game, though?
Yeah, there's some expensive iOS games out there.
Oh, are there? I don't know. Too many. There's so many good free ones.
There's so many I pay for.
And there we are.
To me, I'm like, oh, it's $10. Like, that's not that bad.
I know, but I can play any run game. I guess it's Mario. That's cool.
Mario. And then you can challenge friends and stuff. And then, like, it can be, like, competitive, and it doesn't have to be, like, live. It's, like, time-shifted multiplayer.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Which I'm a big fan of.
Those are cool. I'm sure it'll be fun. I like Mario.
Yeah.
But why is it taking so long to do this?
Nintendo's like, let's try. Let's try this.
Even
last
Sonic got there.
Time.
Like, they have a bunch of Sonic games.
Yeah. So. And, like, old ones.
Yeah. Could have been there.
Like, Sonic Spinball. Yeah. Download for
iOS. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Zelda Breath of the Wild won't make
that's the new one they show with the huge open world.
Yeah, it won't make launch.
Not surprising.
Yeah.
All the good games for Nintendo never make launch. All the good games for most systems never make launch, right?
Yeah. Launch titles are notoriously horrible.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for Kingdom Hearts for PlayStation. Be forever.
You have a PS4?
No, but like,
would you buy a PS4 for that?
I think my brother might. he's always like, when is Kingdom Hearts 3 coming out? He's like, I'm just going to get PS4 just for that.
It's crazy because, like, knowing your brother, like, I've known you for now for a disgustingly long amount of time, like 18 years.
Yeah.
About?
It's a long time. Yeah.
Almost 19 years.
Yeah.
I've known your brother for, like, pretty much just as long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know him that as well, obviously, but yeah. Like, I remember playing like Madden with your brother or FIFA with your brother.
Yeah.
Or that weird like virtual reality baseball game where like you had to like actually swing that bat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember when Kingdom Hearts 1 came out and like we were playing it a little bit and then your brother just like latched onto it and played it like.
Yeah.
And we watched him play it and then.
Yeah. Because he beat it before I did because I watched him play it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like.
He like, got, like, really into it.
Yeah. So that's the game, well, like, the one game he plays ever. Like, Kingdom Hearts 1, Kingdom Hearts 2.
Which is crazy to me because, like, it's not like he played Final Fantasy.
No. It's just, it's the Disney. It's, like...
Yeah. But even that, like, I don't... Like, when I think of your brother, I don't think he's, like, a huge Disney... Like, I don't think of him as, like, a huge Disney fan.
That's true. Me either. So, like, he likes it, but, like, I don't know.
Like, not enough to be... Not... For his level of like obsession with
yeah
Disney.
But he's like huge into it. He's always saying like, when's Kingdom Hearts 3 coming out? It's telling me online, I can pre-order and it'll be out in winter. I'm like, no, it's not.
It's they not just, like they say saying... that that's like a placeholder date is like the end of the year is the placeholder
like they
date.
Really don't know, they have no idea. But he's like really big into Kingdom Hearts. Like he's not into the rest of it, like the random games which are all weird,
like Chain of Memories and stuff.
Yeah. Like, the story of Kingdom Hearts is crazy and bizarre, and, like, I don't think anybody fully understands the complete idea of it.
I think Brian.
He may know.
Brian is the one person I know who's, like, into... He's probably, like, the most into Kingdom Hearts that I know. Too. Enough where I wouldn't be shocked if he got, like, a Keyblade tattooed on him.
Yeah. I just... Yeah. It's pretty cool. Like, just those worlds. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was just designed.
It was just
really
so. But I love that first trailer that came out.
And the fact that it was, like, an RPG that wasn't an RPG. Like, it's not a standard RPG where it's, like, turn-based RPG, which I couldn't stand.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, like, a live action.
You gotta keep attacking the whole time and not wait turn by turn and stuff.
Yeah, Zelda Breath of the Wild won't make Switch release. They say it's gonna come out in, like, June. Switch is coming out in March, so... That's based on, like, someone tweeted out, like, a supposed list of when everything's coming out. Who knows?
Yeah.
The world is a lie.
Everything's not real.
Yeah, don't trust the media.
Yeah. Hard world when we can't trust the media.
We don't
know what to trust. It's just really so much fake news out there that like, and then the real news doesn't help you because they're just going for like, even if it's real, they're going for clicks and they talk about the wrong stuff.
Yeah, like I saw a newspaper this morning. Mm-hmm. I had to find one and had to hunt one down.
Yeah, they still exist.
That's crazy. Top story.
What Hamilton?
Hamilton.
Yeah. Of course.
Tiny story, top bottom right-hand corner of the newspaper.
Trump University.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that. It's like, no one's talking about this. They're all talking about, they always talk about the...
And the crazy thing is Mike Pence is like, yeah, I didn't think it was that bad. Now he says he didn't think it was that bad. A few days ago, he was like, oh, it's got harassed outside the theater. Yeah. That's my terrible Mike Pence impersonation. But, and then Trump keeps bringing it up like, yeah, it's a disappointment.
He's very good at distracting people.
That's crazy.
This whole thing is like, he did it on the campaign all the time.
He's, you know, like, who else is really good at distracting people?
Those killer clown people. Are they gone now?
Oh, I forgot about them.
They're good at distracting people.
Yeah. Hitler, I was going to say.
Oh, I guess so. Did he notoriously distract people?
Yeah, like people didn't know like the Final Solution was going on.
But were they like hating on Hitler for a while? And then he's like, and then this over here.
He's like, but what about the Jews? He's like, yeah, we hate the Jews more than we hate you.
You're right.
You're right. Let's talk about some MMA because a lot of crazy stuff happened. So last week we recorded went Friday because I was going to a music festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then UFC 205 happened. Conor McGregor won.
Yes.
Misha Tate lost and retired.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of crazy stuff happened, but mostly Conor McGregor won. And then he made the announcement that he's going to be a father in May.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to fight until after that. And Dana White confirmed it, that he's not going to be fighting until after that. But they didn't make him give up a belt like Dana White said he would.
Oh. Hmm.
So he's the only person.
Yeah, that's how much power he has now.
And now he's like, I don't want to fight until I get to talk to the new owners. He's like, I want a piece of it.
Yeah.
He's like, all these celebrities got to buy a piece. I want my piece.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, well, he's a smart businessman. He's going after it while it's hot now.
Yeah.
He could end anytime. He could leave anytime. Like,
especially when you're on, when you're an owner.
Yeah.
You get real power.
Mm-hmm.
On Netflix today, Mercy.
Lamborghini Mercy.
Yo, check six out Thursday. I'm in that right. I'm right, 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 right. Skirt. Come back tomorrow. We're gonna talk about some WeView reviewed. We got six movies. We
watched a lot of movies.
Actually, there's seven movies. I saw another movie, but I can't talk about it.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, not really.
Oh, not that cool movie then.
Well, it's a cool. It's a good movie, but I just.
It's not cool. You can't talk about it.
Yeah, it sucks that I can't talk about it. And there's a discussion. So, yeah, come back for that. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.